Small plane crash kills three in Boca Raton, Florida. By Olivia Rondo on April 11, 2025. A small plane crash in Boca Raton, Florida, has resulted in the deaths of all three people on board and injuries to one man on the ground, according to local officials. The Cessna 310R apparently had some mechanical issues and went down here on Military Trail. Boca Fire Rescue Assistant Chief Michael LaSalle told reporters Friday after it crashed near Interstate 95, about an hour north of Miami. One man in a car suffered non-life-threatening injuries, LaSalle added in his statement obtained by ABC News. He hit a tree because of all the debris and the fire, LaSalle said. Fox News footage of the aftermath shared to social media by Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, shows the damaged remains of the aircraft strewn across the highway. My team is actively tracking this rapidly developing situation, the Florida congressman and gubernatorial hopeful said, before adding that he and his wife are praying for the health and safety of all involved. Local office worker Dylan Smith told the local ABC station that he witnessed the plane flying extremely low before it went down. "I just saw it drop below the trees and heard a boom," Smith said, describing how his office's windows shook and a fireball exploded outside. The plane was in the air for less than 20 minutes after taking off from Boca Raton Airport toward Tallahassee International Airport, according to the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, and Flight Radar 24. The FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board are conducting an investigation, 4029 News reported. "We are deeply saddened to confirm that a plane crash occurred earlier today within our community," Boca Raton Mayor Scott Singer said in a statement. "Our thoughts are with all those affected by this tragic event. We ask for patience and respect for the families involved as investigations continue." The unfortunate news comes just a day after six people, including three children, were killed when a helicopter crashed into the Hudson River in New York City, Breitbart News reported. The Spanish Foreign Ministry identified five of the victims as Spanish couple Agustin Escobar and Merce Camprubi Montal, and their three children, according to NBC News. The remaining victim was a New York helicopter tours pilot, whose name has not been publicly released. New York helicopter tours CEO Michael Roth told The Telegraph that the pilot said he needed to refuel just before the crash occurred. He called in that he was landing and that he needed fuel, and it should have taken him about 3 minutes to arrive, but 20 minutes later, he didn't arrive, Roth said. "We're all devastated." Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.